Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question at that time, please press star one, unmute your phone, and record your first and last name. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I would like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Dan Matlis. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Tamara. I'm Dan Matlis, and today I'll be talking to you about the Maximo Real-Time Asset Locator. I am substituting for Mark Morneau, who's unable to join us today. So just to give you a little bit of background on slide number two, this is a new product that we'll be bringing to the market. And really what this enables Maximo customers to do is to take into consideration and take control over the real-time location and traceability of assets. So there'll be a number of these type of offerings coming down from IBM, and Real-Time Asset Locator is the first solution of this kind that will enable customers to leverage the functionality of Maximo with real-time asset location capabilities. So on slide number two, on number three, we have a high-level description of how Maximo Real-Time Asset Locator would work. So as you are familiar, more and more customers are looking to gain real-time location capabilities for their mobile assets or for personnel and equipment. So what this solution would enable Maximo customers to do is to get information directly from the infrastructure, from the tags and the readers, into Maximo Real-Time Asset Locator, and that would enable them to identify location monitoring, the history of an asset, zone management, as well as complex events and alerts. So, for example, the combination of an individual having the right equipment before they enter a particular zone might be an example of a complex event, as well as a web-based user interface that would enable Maximo customers to see the location of assets in real time. The enhanced value for Maximo customers is that you're able to in real time see the location and the condition of an asset. Many of these tags have the capability to look at or to read temperature or vibration, as well as be able to do asset management based on the move of a particular asset to a dirty zone, for example, or to a location that requires maintenance. Also, the asset management integration for preventive maintenance, repair, and inventory management, the ability to do location and related event triggers and workflows based on asset moves or conditions, as well as real-time location visualization and the ability to do analytics to provide key performance indicators and visibility related to inventory, utilization, exceptions, etc. So as I mentioned earlier, now we're in slide number four, this is the first offering for Maximo Real-Time Asset Locator. And what this enables customers to address from a problem standpoint is the challenge around excess expense and capital expenditures associated with high inventory levels that are required because of the fact that you often cannot find an asset when needed. The other issue is around asset loss. So in many organizations, assets are either lost or misplaced. Between 10 and 20% of the assets are in that condition. And obviously that increases capital expenditure requirements as well as operational expenditures to find them and look at where they are, as well as those operational efficiencies. So staff can spend 20-30% of their time searching for assets before they're able to perform a PM or a calibration. And the ability to find the real-time location of that asset really minimizes or eliminates that time to search. So from a solution capability, the benefit here with the combination of Maximo asset management and real-time asset location capabilities is that improved asset utilization and productivity, because you're able to provide the location in real time, as well as being able to prevent asset shortages and improve audit and compliance capabilities in highly regulated industries where you need to maintain certain PAR levels, for example, at a healthcare provider in order to be able to provide high-quality service to the customer. In addition, you can minimize downtime by optimizing a PM based on specific asset locations as well as conditions. And finally, being able to have the real-time visibility to monitor the state, condition, and utilization of those assets. So the value here is that IBM is now able to provide a end-to-end software solution to address real-time location as well as asset management in a fully integrated and tested package. So on slide number five, we now have a pictorial description of the end-to-end solution stack. So on the right-hand side, you have the familiar Maximo asset management graphic showing the capabilities of Maximo. And on the right-hand side, you now have the real-time asset locator capabilities. So underneath, you have an interface or the ability to read a number of different location technologies and capabilities. And this is one of the unique features that this solution offers. There are a number of vendors in the market that provide the ability to integrate a particular technology to an asset management solution. But those generally are provided by the hardware vendor, and they are directly tied into a particular vendor's products and or a particular type of technology. So, for example, you may be talking about Wi-Fi, and you can integrate Wi-Fi to asset management, but that limits you to the type of tags you can now read. What the real-time asset locator infrastructure enables you to do is to look through and be able to get events from any of the prevailing technologies, whether they're ultrasound or RFID or infrared or Wi-Fi or even barcodes. You are now able to trigger events based on those types of reads directly into Maximo, and then able to trigger workflows or escalations and truly gain the value of location-enabled events. So the next slide gives an idea of some of the potential use cases that Maximo Real-Time Asset Locator can address. So the first case is around automated asset locations. You need to perform a PM, or you need to be able to identify and quarantine a particular asset because of a recall, and you need to know very quickly where that asset is. The way that this is done today is manually. So technicians will go out and seek and search for those assets. With a real-time asset location capability, a technician could trigger a Maximo real-time asset locator event to find all those affected assets and being able to see it within the Maximo user interface and go to that exact location to quickly and effectively be able to gather those assets that are impacted. Another use case might be setting up a zone or a location within a facility that triggers a asset needs maintenance. So, for example, in a healthcare facility, this could be used for assets that are dirty after they've been used, and they need to be properly sanitized and cleaned before they're used on another patient. You might bring them into this dirty, quote-unquote, room where that placing that particular asset in that particular location triggers a workflow to identify to appropriate personnel that that asset now needs to be managed in a certain way. Maybe it needs to be PM'd or calibrated, or maybe it needs to be cleaned and sanitized. Another use case might be around loss prevention. So an asset moves outside of a secure perimeter, and we can then trigger workflows in order to notify appropriate personnel that an asset has moved outside of its secure location. So, again, it may be a high-value tool or a mobile asset that should not be in the parking lot. So as the asset is moving towards that location, you're able to trigger through Maximo a workflow or an escalation that would alert the appropriate personnel. PAR level not met. This is another situation where perhaps due to regulatory requirements, you need to keep a minimum number of either assets or spare parts, and these obviously would be high-value assets or spare parts. So you might tag them with a RFID or other appropriate technology to be able to quickly identify when you're below par, or in some cases, maybe you're above par and you don't need to keep as many in that particular department. You may be able to open and close work requests via a push button that is available in some of the tags. And then from a reporting standpoint, be able to look at asset utilization based on where that particular asset has been, who it has been used by, and where what location it's been used, as well as the asset history reports and asset malfunctions. So being able to very quickly identify when a PM is required based on an event that could be triggered from one of the tags. On slide number 7, we have an example from a healthcare-type environment. So using Maximo in the middle, you're able to track the assets, maybe their clinical equipment like infusion pumps or defibrillators or wheelchairs or beds or stretchers, or maybe some IT assets like computer on wheels and other mobile assets that are high value. Then you may be able to also track staff and be able to identify based on workflows what assets should be available or call for assets to be available based on where the staff is. Or let's say you're going to be scheduling a procedure in the operating room, being able to quickly and easily identify all the kits and all the equipment that would be required for that particular procedure and ensure that they are available at that location and that they're properly PM'd and calibrated before use. You may be able to use it for patient tracking and ensure that patients haven't wandered into unsecured locations or in long-term care and elderly care, being able to track where patients are at any point in time, as well as in the case of pandemics and disasters, being able to track where individuals are. The benefits are, according to industry statistics, 10 to 20% reduction in the number of assets that are needed because, again, hospitals and healthcare facilities over-procure assets to make sure that they're available when needed. And these assets are very easily moved into dirty linen closets where they might stay there for weeks at a time, as well as 5 to 10% in staff productivity improvements due to the fact that staff is now no longer needs to search for where an asset is. They can go directly into Maximo and be able to find its current location in real time. So slide number A just provides an example of an implementation of this type of technology that IBM has done at Zhejiang Healthcare in order to improve patient safety and staff efficiency. So there are approximately 50 hospitals where this is going to be rolled out, and the benefits are, as I mentioned, increased staff efficiency, they improve asset utilization, improve patient safety, as well as overall better customer experience, because when you're able to identify where people are, where assets are, you're able to better ensure that the assets are available when needed. Slide number nine, we have an example from an industrial manufacturing scenario. So, for example, in this particular example, you're able to look at critical resource management, work in progress, as well as personnel safety. So being able to identify what tooling is required, what equipment may be required in order to perform a specific assembly function, and ensuring that those assets are available and properly maintained, especially in environments that are highly regulated, like aerospace and defense, where ensuring that the proper assets were used is critically important. Also, from a work-in-progress standpoint, ensuring that you're able to properly maintain the assets and auto-maintain them, if you will, where the asset can call for a PM to be performed based on certain functions or certain readings, as well as being able to do yard management. So identifying where particular assets may be or components may be on a construction site, for example, if you're looking for movable cranes, where is that particular crane? Where was it parked last? Being able to very quickly and easily identify where those assets are, and being able to use that information in order to gain efficiencies. And again, from a benefit standpoint, you're really looking at 30% reduction in lost assets, 25% increase in asset utilization, as well as 20% improvement in staff productivity. And the final piece that I want to cover on this slide is personnel safety. So one example might be ensuring that personnel has appropriate respirators or safety gear before they enter a particular area or zone. So these are some of these complex events that Maximo Real-Time Asset Locator can trigger to ensure that an individual within the certain proximity of a particular door or entry point has the appropriate safety gear in close proximity before they are given access to a particular zone or area. And granted, that requires a certain level of integration with real-time systems, but these are some of the capabilities that are now available as a result of being able to identify the real-time location of a particular asset. So one of the key points that I wanted to touch base on is around the use case characteristics and how different use cases impact the type of real-time location technology or infrastructure that you might select or that a customer might use. So many factors influence that choice. So, things like what's the value of the asset? Depending on the value, you might implement a different technology. Or the asset proxy value, so what's the physical or informational content? So you may have a laptop that's worth $1,000, but if it has confidential information and that asset was lost, you may be talking about millions of dollars worth of value in order to address that particular situation. So if that information becomes publicly available, then there's remediation that needs to be done and insurance policies that need to be taken out to secure or to ensure that the loss of that asset doesn't negatively impact the people whose information you had on that particular computer. You know, also the number of assets, the mobility of that particular asset might dictate what type of asset location